It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 9th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $47,257. ETH is down slightly at $2,512, and Binance Coin is down slightly at $324. Well, Bitcoin rose above the $45,000 mark as miner selling pressure eased off, according to CryptoQuant. The largest U.S. Bitcoin mining companies have been increasing their Bitcoin holdings, with Marathon Digital's holdings steadily rising. Despite a 90% decline in network fees since December, miners are holding on to their reserves. Well, during a Senate banking hearing, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen communicated to Senator Sherrod Brown the need for increased authority to tackle the alleged use of crypto by terrorist groups. Yellen pointed out gaps in current Treasury authorities, suggesting enhancements to better address these challenges. Senator Brown, a key figure in potential crypto legislation, is advocating for legislation like the Terrorism Financing Prevention Act to extend Treasury's powers to sanction entities allegedly facilitating such transactions. Yellen expressed support for this initiative, recognizing it as a crucial step in combating purported terrorism financing through digital assets as opposed to fiat. Well, Republican senators, including Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming and Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, expressed concern to SEC Chair Gary Gensler over inaccuracies in the agency's case against crypto startup DebtBox. In a letter, they criticized the SEC's handling of the case, suggesting it compromised the agency's mission to protect investors and maintain fair markets. The American Securities Association also criticized the SEC's actions, accusing the agency of misleading the court for political reasons. Republican lawmakers have been critical of Gensler's regulatory approach to crypto, while some are working on bills to regulate the crypto industry. Well, a court in Montenegro has revoked for the second time the approval of Do Kwon's extradition to South Korea or the U.S. The court accepted the appeal from Kwon's defense attorneys, annulling the decision made by the country's high court in December. The decision comes after Kwon won an appeal in December, overturning the high court's initial decision, which deemed the extradition requests legally valid. The appeals court cited procedural issues and a lack of clear reasons and facts in the high court's decision for grounds for revocation. The case will not return to the first instance court for reconsideration. His ex-colleague, former Terraform Labs CFO Han Chong-jun, was recently extradited from Montenegro to South Korea. And finally, the Ethereum-focused decentralized exchange aggregator Flood secured $5.2 million in a seed funding round led by Bain Capital Crypto. Flood's unique selling point is its optimal routing model, ensuring trades are filled at the best prices mathematically. Unlike traditional aggregators, Flood emphasizes gasless trading and maximal extractable value-free transactions. It operates its own DEX called FloodSwap and has seen over $1.3 million in trading volume since its launch in November. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.